Shane McGowan and the Popes, Christmas Lullaby. It's just gone past 8 p.m. Hello and welcome, folks. You tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Now, I know it's a little after Christmas, but bear with me. We're in that strange mid-period right now between Christmas and New Year. It's kind of a wonderful, weird week of the year when you're kind of suspended in time. Hopefully, you're off all responsibilities. You may be with family. You may be coming back from visiting family. You might be shifting gears from family mode into party mode if you're getting ready for New Year's Eve bashes. You might be planning New Year's resolutions, or you might absolutely not care and you might be flat out drunk right now. In whatever state you join us, I'm happy to have you here. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca if you're joining us from anywhere in the wide world. I'm your host Rue, and this is CFRC's British and Irish music show, The Yellow Brick Road, for one final time this year, folks. This is our last show of 2025. Thank you all so much for spending the time with me this year, all the wonderful time that we've spent week after week together. Thanks for spending your Sunday nights with me. Now, next week will be our first show of 2025. And as the poet T.S. Eliot said, last year's words belong to last year's language, and next year's words await another voice. I want to hear your voices. And this has become something of an annual tradition on the Yellow Brick Road. Every year, we begin the new year by hearing from you, our listeners. The theme of the show, as it is every year, is new beginnings, because that's what a new year signifies to many of us, doesn't it? A clean slate, a fresh start, a new chapter. I want to hear what songs signify new beginnings to you. So this could be a song about new beginnings, songs that sound like a new chapter from an artist. You know, maybe they've gone in a new direction, taken on a new sound. It could also be songs that remind you of a time of change in your life that you associate with your own personal new beginnings. All of those, I want to hear from you. So you can write into the show or send a voice note or an email or whatever you like. You can email it to yellowbrickroad@gmail.com, or you can find the show on Instagram. The handle is yellowbrickroad. Send me a message. But this week we are finally, as I said, finishing 2025. And what a firestorm of a year it's been. It's been a year of follow-up albums, new and distinct voices emerging in music, the changing tide on the role of streaming services, some era-defining live performances. We've had some reunions, some rebirths, some reinventions, some retirements. The emergence of a new cultural zeitgeist, a new kind of millennial band. You know, people have been calling Geese the first Gen Z band or whatever. A new crop of faces in sort of popular culture that have been coming up, and this new form of musician, you know, millennial guitar bands, politically conscious, joining a growing chorus of voices unafraid to make their presence known, to speak out for what they believe in, even at risk of legal and sometimes criminal backlash from corridors of power. It's been an eventful year. Coachella, Glastonbury, Bob Villain, Kneecap, protests at the Crown Court, Easy Life return as Hard Life, Britpop revival, Pulp return to Glastonbury 30 years on, the triple whammy weekend of Oasis' anticipated Cardiff return, Fontaine's DC's biggest outdoor headline shows at Finsbury Park, back to the beginning and the end of a chapter for Ozzy Osbourne, rest in peace, Doechii smashing it at Lollapalooza and Oceaga, the Coldplay Kiss Cam, women dominating the pop charts, Geese's free outdoor New York show, Cokehead Barbie and Charlie XCX's Wuthering Heights soundtrack, Olivia Dean's huge year, her clash and win over Ticketmaster, Timothée Chalamet's mysterious alleged Scouser rap alter ego, Cameron Winter's Carnegie Hall shows. You cannot accuse 2025 of being an uneventful year in music. Amidst all this, we got some really interesting albums, and I hope you've enjoyed our year-end wrap-ups over the last 2 weeks. And thanks so much to all the guests that joined me on the show and put in so much thought into all the insights they brought in. But still, you know, we've celebrated bigger releases like the Wet Leg album, Sam Fender, C-Matt, Lily Allen. So I thought this week I'm going to run through my personal best 50 albums of 2025 to the best that I can in an hour and a half. And while there are a few bigger names on my list that I will talk about, I'm going to focus on playing the smaller names from this year that may have escaped our notice. And this list is not ranked. It's going to be vaguely chronological. So let's start off in January right now. What a way to begin the year. Lambrini girls who let the dogs out. They kicked off 2025 in style. Irreverent, blistering punk rock from the Brighton duo. They've dished out precise attacks on misogyny, homophobia, the cost of living crisis, nepotism, xenophobia, policing, eating disorders, body image culture. A very topical album. It's manifestos barked out by singer Phoebe Lunny over this punk rock that's surprisingly glam at times. And at the heart of their righteous anger is this immense love and a care for their community. And a highlight of the album is their self-care punky party anthem, whose name I cannot say on radio because it is not radio friendly at all, but it's the last song on the album. And they're a beast of a band to see live. If you listen to my talk with Adam from 2 weeks ago, we talked about that show. It was brilliant. Then Franz Ferdinand, The Human Fear, that also came out in January. They need no introduction. This is their sixth album. They've still got the riffs, and now with their new keyboardist, Julian Corey, on the synths, you just get that extra electro glam sheen to their songs, bangers that they write. Hooked is one of the catchiest songs that you'll hear this year. And at the heart of the album, you've got this joyous and community-centered album. You can hear that in the first single, Audacious. Don't stop feeling audacious. There's no one to save us, so just carry on. And I feel like that's been the anthem for this year and maybe even the past few years, you know, for a lot of people in the community. Go create the world that you want to see. We've seen that happening in music. We've seen that happening with artists surviving and creating culture from scratch in the face of a cost of living crisis, in the face of venues shutting down, AI, the industry, and artists like, you know, Kneecap, Bob Villain, Mary Wallopers, Murder Capital, Amel and the Sniffers have kind of even been going about affecting political change, as Amy from Amel and the Sniffers said, in the void created by a lack of actual genuine leadership. These still have been significantly larger albums and releases. I want to talk about a band called Active Mirror, who put out their album Though the Night Is Not Over back in January as well. They're a young post-punk band from Aruba that we discovered at North by Northeast this year, and they have incredible stage presence. Their frontman Liam Kelly completely hypnotizes the crowd with his gothic movements, his voice, and the album is a fantastic post-punk debut album from this year. I'm going to play us the song Serendipitous. You should also listen to Opal, Cabin Fever, August. So let's start off with Serendipitous. This is Active Mirror on CFRC Radio.
I can't see what you mean. Would you hear me out?
Called the Indiana Drones with their song Cheap Thrill. Welcome back, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. We've been running through my 50 best albums of the year, and we started it off with Active Mirror. We heard their song Serendipitous. That was off their debut album, Though the Night Is Not Over. And then we also listened to music by Alt Black Era. Now, their album, Rave Immortal, debut album, came out in January as well. They're a sibling duo from Nottingham, and you may have heard them because we interviewed them on the show last year. Now, they effortlessly blend alternative industrial, metal guitars, rave music, riffs, and their own unique perspective. The album deals with themes of being an outsider, having to fight your way in, also with being a chronologically ill musician and fighting for your place. And that's one of the songs we heard, Crashing Parties. The duo create their own alternative parties, you know, declaring that they're crashing parties. I refuse to be left out. And there's a huge sense of community and spirit and looking out for each other on the album, which you can hear as well on songs like Come On Outside, where we see Nairobi writing of how her sister kind of supports her and helps her to get outside and not miss out on life experiences even while ill. And I feel like that metaphor extends to their whole community. You know, they've just got a great community and can also write some incredibly catchy hooks. I know that I've been singing songs like Drummer's Girlfriend all year long, so it will stick on your head. Indiana Drones are a Canadian band. They're from Windsor, Ontario, four-piece. This is a great modern rock record. It's got some heartfelt writing. There's some psychedelia on it, some 60s-inspired guitars, some soaring choruses and great riffs. Songs to check out, New Chemicals, you know, with those anthemic choruses and lines like Trading My Tomorrow for Today. Cheap Thrill, the song that we heard, you know, it's a very Ontario highway road trip kind of song. There's enough variation, subtle variation on the album to really, you know, respect the album format, you know, that you can listen to it as a full journey, as an album. So I think it's one of the albums of the year, and I'm excited for whatever this band does next. And that was just January. Now, talking about February music, Central Cee's debut album, Can't Rush Greatness, came out in February. It's his debut album, and it's just at a time when UK rap has finally broken through worldwide, and specifically to America. You know, his song with Dave last year, Sprinter, was one of the big breakthroughs, and he's delivered bars with self-belief on his debut album. Then we have Adwaith, who put out Solas, indie rock, post-punk band from Carmarthen, who released an ambitious double album, fully in the Welsh language. So it's a landmark album. It's dark, atmospheric, Depeche Mode-like synths on it, and really catchy indie as well. And they recently announced that they were going on hiatus, and they will be missed because what an album Solas is. Then we've got Heartworms with her album Glutton for Punishment. Dark, cathartic, gothic. Jojo Ormez worked so hard to create a very specific image for the Heartworms project, and everyone's been intrigued. Reviewers have been raving ever since they discovered her and her band at Eurosonic last year. And she's delivered a brooding but beautiful debut album on Glutton for Punishment. Then Sam Fender's the next on my list. You've heard loads about him. And then Kulfi Girls, who are a psychedelic alt-rock American band, have a bit of sitar work in there. They put out a great debut album called Divinity. Bite is a standout track. Araro is a song that we're going to be playing. You should see the music video for Bite, you know, just combining Indian classical Bharatanatyam dance with American indie rock. Then we've got Eve Jarvis, All Cylinders. This was the Polaris winner for this year. It's a great all jazz album, neo jazz, indie, alternative, done with great subtlety and soul. So I want to start with a track from Advait's album Solas. I'm going to play us the song Moy, and then I'm going to play us Kulfi Girls' Araro. Let's get started.
rose-tinted sham. Desert island dickheads who don't give a damn about you or me or our fate, yet we're all just enemies of this pitiful fucking state. Just satellite town has-beens, twitching at the fucking flat screen, flat-tapped, whippeted, regionally voice-overed, filling up the comments box. Last of the summer whining, meek-cheeked antiques as we slither, humble and meek, no argument allowed or heads bowed, because we're all stereotypes up here. Feet up, pound shop, debts and fear, stinking of football and beer. Because it's easier like that, I suppose. Just label the lot, then off you trot. Some demographic crack, box-ticked on track. The hypocritical horde striking all the wrong chords. Best left to rot at the back, sell-by-dated. Nationally hated, traditionally aggravated. We know this game. We know this game. Hail to the thief. Hail to the thief. In this land of the tyrants. Hail to the thief. So smash us down, as we can't escape until the ad break. This bastard north, this stone-faced shackle, and in the distance you hear that Etonian cackle as we shout manically at the sky. Don't ask why. No one's listening, no one's bothered, so tear our lives apart. We're useful to no one, just statistics, not beating hearts. Yet you're victorious, so tell me your typical bullshit. Feed me that pseudo-fury, grind in that lazy shame, and shift the blame again. Hail to the thief. Hail to the thief. In this land of the tyrants. Hail to the thief.
By Benefits. That's one of our albums of the year. Constant Noise, one of the albums that came out in March. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We've basically been going through my albums of the year. I've tried to do it as 50 best albums of the year. We'll see how many of these we get through. So we've been through January, February, and a little bit of March with that Benefits album. We just heard music from Adwaith from their album Solas. The song's called Moi, meaning more. That came out in February, and we heard Araro by Kulfi Girls from their debut album Divinity, also from February. I want to talk a little bit about the Benefits album because it's a bit of a change of direction for them. They'd last been making music that was a lot more kind of punk rock. This one was a bit more electronic, it was a bit more meditative, but it's still searing commentary on the state of the world, just told from an uncompromising working class perspective. Their vocalist, singer, Kingsley, they're kind of a duo at this point, but Kingsley does not hold back, and his kind of examining of the world of division, how we all play into it, nobody spared his lens, but it's also a very reflective album. I just think it's worth going and listening to in full. But this song, Land of the Tyrants, is definitely one of the standout tracks. Going forward, I want to play music by Sam Akpro. His album Even Fall also came out in March. It's kind of a new wave of alternative. His album is quite trip-hop. There's very poetic lyrics on it, occasionally R&B. It's a beautiful album that you should go and listen to in full, but I'm going to play us the song Chicago Town from it. One more album from March that I want to briefly mention is the debut album by Green Tea Peng called Tell Them It's Sunny. It's kind of R&B. It moves through alternative, funk, psychedelia, a little bit of like a hip-hop drum beat and stuff every here and there. It's a beautiful album. Thematically, it's an album of hope and healing, both personal and reflecting on the state of the world around her. There are songs like TARDIS, HARDIS that have lyrics on it, like I'm shaking through my pen and into page, I think I found a way to shape my rage that you can never take away from me, and kind of blending that with a more political perspective, just talking about like bombs and calamities and how writing is then a vital part for her sanity. It's a great album. There's a lot of other great songs on it. Glory is another great one. The lead single Green is another standout track. There's a lot of neo-psychedelia on there, and she played a brilliant set at Glastonbury this year as well. I will not be playing this album, but you should go check it out. And then from something very close to home here, I'm going to play something from Evan Jackson's Peace, Paper, Pleasure, his debut album that came out in April. Some of you may know him as one half of the songwriting partnership in the delightfully catchy Sugar Pills, but Evan's own debut album has been at least 2 years in the making, and it's a much more reflective, brilliantly written, heartfelt, cutting, precise affair. The songs on this album, like Everyone But Me, which is the quintessentially small town experience of watching all your friends eventually leave and move out. I remember talking to Evan about this song earlier in the year. The album came out in April when we were talking about it, I think at his album release show in April, which was also a brilliant show. And I was having kind of the same experience because all my friends had left town last year, and we were talking about this in April when I was about to do the exact same thing and leave in May. So, you know, it just like it touches a lot of people's experiences. There's other songs on it about Kingston as well. It opens with the song Another Week in Kingston. I have the shirt of that song. Other songs that you should really listen to, It's Not You, Stay the Sunday, Gone. But I'm going to play us Everyone But Me, just because it's a brilliant song. But we'll start off with Sam Akpro. This is Chicago Town.
Sometimes I living everywhere else now. Everybody but me. Everyone's living everywhere else now. Who said freedom was free? There's a fee. I heard you pass by Hope Town today.
From his debut album Peace, Paper, Pleasure. There's quite a bit of Half Moon Run on that song, and I really, really love this album, so you should go listen to the whole thing. We also heard Chicago Town by Sam Akpro, some albums that came out in March and April. Moving on to May, folks, so many albums. There's the Model Actress album, Pirouette, that came out. Industrial Dance Floor Bangers. We talked about this more with Kelly, but they're a New York City band, really breaking through. The album is visceral, it's evocative. They're opening for Peaches in March, and I can't wait to see them again because they really are a brilliant live experience. Then I really have to mention Obongjaya's album Paradise Now. He writes some of the most addictive melodies, and combined with his sugary voice, he's just made a delightful Afrobeats-infused indie album. Some songs are just made for indie nightclubs, like the song Sweet Danger. Others go harder, and Obongjaya does not hold back. On songs like Jellyfish, he's got these harder synths, which I believe Carlos O'Connell from Fontaine's DC produced, and you can hear a bit of that on it. But Obongjaya declares that he's willing to stand by his word while calling out the jellyfish who have no backbone, even as bombs fall from the sky. He says, "Black on all sides, my heart is watermelon, bombs spawned by stars and stripes." It's a great album. Go listen to it. And then also an album that he was guesting on is Little Sims' new album, Lotus. And this year has also been about the return of Little Sims. Her last album, Gorilla, came out in 2022. And since then, she fell out with her producer and childhood friend, Inflo. And she really, her self-confidence was shaken up. And she faced writer's block for the first time. And the way she's come back from that, stronger, emerging with a new style that was more playful, somehow freer, more funky, more alternative, feels more live, absolutely incredible. There's songs like Thief on it that just tell you that Sims has moved on, but she's not going to forgive and forget. She's rising above the water, like the album title, Lotus. And she's a great act to see live. There's some beautiful songs on the album like Lion and Free, which was a standout when we saw her live because the show had to be stopped midway through, and she then continued it without her guest vocalist who could not be there, their vocal samples, and just sounded more acoustic, more intimate. And I think it really spoke to the crowd because the lyrics that she started on was, "I think love is forgiving yourself. I think love is offering your immediate help," which is what she and the crowd did. Brilliant album. Then I want to shout out a band called Baby and Una, who put out their debut album, Keep a Secret. They're an incredible Toronto-based alternative duo who I saw opening for Active Mirror earlier this fall. They're a sister duo as the key songwriters of the band. Their debut album came out earlier this year, and there's some great songwriting on it, particularly a song called Heartbeats that you've got to go check out. And then moving into July, just want to quickly shout out the Nadia album, her debut album, I Promise No One's Watching. It's just, you know, so much kind of a joy within the community, and kind of just bringing in that immigrant perspective with her singing these really, really catchy melodies, writing sometimes in English, sometimes in Arabic. It's a great album. Then Nubian Twist, NT Sound System, the London Jazz Collective, they reinterpreted their 2024 album, Find Your Flame, but they've done it in different styles of dance music along with different guests. So you've got songs reimagined as dub songs, drum and bass, dancehall, UK garage, jungle, and more. And it just becomes this great exploration, you know, of different styles of British and African music. It's a landmark album and a reflection, I think, on music across all the cultures that are touched upon here. And it's just great musicianship, as always. You know, they're a brilliant jazz collective. Then I have to shout out a standout album, K Tempest, self-titled. We've been talking about queer albums, you know, like Jasmine Forte, we were talking about last week, who, you know, talking about her trans experiences, especially in the UK right now. And then you've got K Tempest, who came out as non-binary back in 2021 and as trans this year. And his album is a fierce celebration of trans existence, even in the name, you know, self-titled, an album of knowing oneself. Songs like I Stand on the Line, Statues on the Square, which was the first single, and Know Yourself are such standout tracks. Defiant, Know Yourself samples Kay's voice from 10 years ago, pre-transition, and this younger voice along with his present voice harmonizing, talking about a dream that Kay had 10 years earlier, where the older self came in and said, "Know yourself." But, you know, it's not just trans issues. Diagnoses touches on mental health issues, and it's an album of endurance, defiance, crucial album for the times that we live in, and it's worth listening to in full. Then I also want to quickly shout out Gweno's album Utopia, the Welsh and Cornish musician revisiting her early days of being an Irish dancer in Las Vegas, where she grew up, and it's her first full English language album since her time in the Pipettes, but it's not a nostalgic album at all. It explores her own journey from her teens in Vegas to becoming the sort of voice of the modernized voice of Cornish language pop, an endangered and indigenous language being modernized, but it's got sharp reflections on our current times of war and state of the world and everything. Then, of course, Wet Like Moisturizer, great album, we've talked about it loads. Barry Can't Swim's album, Loner, his second album, breakthrough dance record, just blending different genres, and how to kind of do electronic music live has been an incredible thing. Panic Shack put out their debut album, irreverent, punky, indie rock, great album from the Cardiff band. Just talks about like everyday themes, you know, everything from running and jogging to having personal best, to going out on nights out with friends. But the song that I want to play us is Tit School, and it's really this working class perspective where they open up with saying, I didn't go to Brit School, I went to Tit School. So Panic Shack by Panic Shack, great album. Then also Jim Legacy's album Black British Music, brackets 2025. I'm going to play us a song from that one as well. It's called New David Bowie. So let's get started. This is Panic Shack, Tit School on CFRC Radio.
Praise the Lord, it was Rocky in a backstitch. Made that money
David Bowie by Jim Legacy. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We've been going through the albums of the year here on the Yellow Brick Road. My top 50 albums, it differs for everybody, but we're kind of going through it chronologically, and we've just finished July. So we heard some Panic Shack from their debut album, self-titled. We heard the song Tit School and some Jim Legacy, Black British Music, brackets 2025. Now, August. August is a busy month. It's kind of when the summer begins to wrap up. You have the last of the European festivals. Here, the first week of August is where Oceaga Festival happens, and, you know, a lot of big memories are made there too. But some albums that came out, The New Eves is Rising by The New Eves, who are an absolutely incredible mental band. I want to see the sort of paganistic ritual things they do live, so I hope they come here. But you go listen to that album. It's just something so different from what anybody else is doing. I want to talk about Superstar Crush, who are a band from right here in Hamilton, Ontario, who put out their debut album Way Too Much. And they're a band that I first got to know of because they came on tour here and they reached out to us to do a live session. And that was last summer. So they're a band that started in high school, and since then they've all gone to different high schools. So they've been trying to keep it together. They've been writing during the year, recording during their breaks. And summer has kind of been the time when, you know, they launched this album and went for it. Some of those songs had been written back then, last summer too, but the way that they've put it together, it's a really mature and brilliantly written album, well recorded, just a great indie rock record. I'm going to play us the song Do What You Wanna, which was one that they played for us back then. And then the Welsh band The Royston Club put out their album Songs for the Spine, and they really are emerging as one of the next great wave of Welsh rock bands. There's great riffs on songs like Patch Where Nothing Grows. They've got songs like Cariad, which has been such a, you know, sing-along love song. It's a really good album that you should go check out. I'm also going to play us something from a band called Art, spelled A.R.T. The debut album's called Slap, Bang, Wallop, all with exclamation marks, and it's a delightfully English and fun title, and they've got brilliantly catchy dance punk on their debut album. I'm going to play us a song For Your Taste. Then other August albums, CMAT's Euro Country was a brilliant album, and she's an incredible performer, and she's only going to get bigger and bigger. Then I want to talk about the artist Hyphen, who put out an EP, one of the few EPs I'm mentioning here today, called This Might Be It. And Hyphen is such an important voice in British music right now. He's political, fun, glitzy rap punk rock. The incredible songs like Hate Yachts Not Dinghies that he's put out on this EP, which was his first EP in 5 years after he nearly quit / retired from music last year. But he had a great run opening for Bob Villain in the UK last year, and I'm so glad he didn't retire because he is a vital voice in British music. So I'm going to play us his song The Bear. I also want to mention Nova Twins' album Parasites and Butterflies. They just continue to be guitar and sort of alternative music pioneers with their incredible riffs. The album's one about finding your place in your world, and they do it so brilliantly. But let's get started with Do What You Wanna. This is Superstar Crush on CFRC Radio.